Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is book. B-O-O-K.
Really?
You bet your life! The more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
Groucho!
That's me, Groucho Marx. Well, here I am again with $3,000 for one of our couples. Fenneman, who's first to try for it?
Well, Groucho, we invited some CBs and some patent attorneys to our program tonight. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected CB Henry Cano and patent attorney Bob Hodgson. And here they are, gentlemen. Right over here and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, welcome, boys, for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. And if you say the secret word, you'll divide $100 in cash. It's a common word, something you see every day. CB and a patent attorney, Henry Cano. You're the CB. Where are you from, Henry?
Monterey, California, the first capital of California.
First capital of California?
Right.
This isn't the first capital I had in California. I had about $300 when I came here. Bob Hodgson, where are you from, Bob?
Berkeley, California.
Are you married, Bob?
Yes, I am.
Now, how'd you meet your wife?
Well, I was out pheasant hunting, and...
You married a pheasant?
No. No, I ended up bagging a chicken.
That was your wife?
Yeah.
Did
right.
She know that you were...
Well, she was pheasant hunting, too.
Oh. But she knows you call her a chicken in public life?
Oh, sure.
And she doesn't resent that?
Mm-hmm. She thinks it's a compliment.
Yeah. She'd be laying for you when you get home. Henry Cano, how long you been in the service?
12 years, sir.
12 years, sir. I don't want to seem to be too curious, but may I ask how old you are?
No, go ahead.
CB's are landing early tonight. Well, okay. How old are you, Henry?
51.
You must be the Ancient Mariner. Aren't you pretty old for the Navy?
No. The Navy CBs, they take men from 18 to 64.
They're looking for men from 18 to 64, huh?
Right, sir.
Better stop making jokes about the draft board, huh? Well, could I volunteer? I've had a lot of experience, Henry.
Yes, if you can fit in between 18 and 64.
Well, I'm reluctant to reveal my precise age, Henry, but when those Patriots dumped that tea in Boston Harbor, I opened every bag for them. And, Bob, you're a patent attorney, eh? What's the difference between a patent attorney and an ordinary lawyer?
Well, a patent attorney specializes entirely in patent matters.
Well, you're just the man I'm looking for. Would you be interested in getting me a patent on my smokeless tobacco?
Smokeless tobacco?
Uh-huh.
Well, what good is that if you can't smoke it?
Well, it's for chewing. Suppose I had a really good invention. Would you get it patented?
If it's really good, if it's any good.
Mm-hmm. If it's any good, I'd patent it myself. What do you have to know about my invention?
Well, what is it? How's it work?
Oh, it's good for 1,000 things. You can open padlocks with it. You could pin the baby's diaper, wire typewriters together. Now, how would I get a gadget like that protected?
It sounds to me like a hairpin.
Skip it. Would you be interested in a hot mink coat? This one is really hot. It's still on the mink. Now, ship ahoy. Do you always wear a sailor suit like this?
Oh, not always. Sometimes we wear jeans.
You do, eh? Who's jeans? And what is she wearing all this time?
My jeans are dungarees.
Oh, dungarees. And where do you wear your jeans?
Oh, around the base.
I certainly can't think of a better place to wear them. You know, sailor suits have always intrigued me. I want to know the truth now. Do you wear a belt or suspenders?
No, sir. We have 13 buttons.
Well, why just 13? Why do you wear 13 buttons?
Hold my pants up.
That's the first time I was ever stung by a sea bee. Now, exactly, what do the sea bees do for the Navy?
Well, they're out on the advanced bases, building airstrips, ammunition dumps, fuel dumps, dry docks, just about everything that could possibly be done while the CBs can do it in the advanced bases.
Now, what is a dry dock? Is that a dock that won't get prescriptions?
That's right.
Now, in all your years in the service, has anything unusual ever happened to you?
Yes. One Christmas Eve, we were stationed in Midway.
And Midway to what?
Midway in the Pacific. Well, on this particular Christmas Eve...
I may throw you in irons before the evening is over. All right, here you are at Midway. What happened?
Well, on this Christmas Eve, beer was awful hard to get a hold of, and we saved up our chits so we could have this beer on Christmas Eve. We had enough chits to get 2 cases of beer. And, of course, we couldn't drink it any place. We had a hideout in the revetment. We're having a lot of fun drinking beer. And in walks a Marine with a grenade in his hand. And he says, "Scatter." And he pulled his grenade out of his pocket, pulled the pin, and he threw it amongst it. We run, and we hit the deck about 100 yards from where the revetment was. So we lay there for about 10 minutes. No noise, no explosion. So we went on back there. There was no beer and no Marine.
Did you plant those Marines out front to applaud for you tonight there in the third row? Are those Marines, Henry? Right there, those. Oh, I see. I better keep my mouth shut. That's his CO, he just told me. Right? Now that you're in, you've no doubt done a lot for the Seabees, but do you expect to get anything out of the service, Henry?
Yes.
What?
Me.
Well, have you tried slugging the Admiral? Well, even though your duties are different, I imagine the Seabees and the regular sailors go through the same maneuvers when they're ashore on a weekend pass, don't they, Henry?
Oh, no. It takes a sailor 2 hours to find a bench and a part. It only takes a Seabee 10 minutes.
What do you do?
Build it.
And Henry, while you're building that bench, the Marines come along and take your girl away.
Oh, you don't know the Seabees.
No, but I know girls, huh? Well, you make an unusual couple, and if I ever need a park bench, I'll consult my attorney. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play your Bet Your Life for a chance at the $3,000 question. Right now, I want you to listen carefully to what Fenneman has to say.
You know, it's a good feeling to have complete confidence in the automobile dealer you go to, no matter why you've come in, whether it's about a new car or just a simple repair job. And that's the way thousands of car owners all across the country feel about their DeSoto Plymouth dealer. The reason is that DeSoto Plymouth dealers try to treat a customer fairly and squarely every time. These dealers, in addition to having the best service facilities, handle 2 of the finest cars built. The DeSoto is a beautiful car with long, clean lines. And it's such a comfortable car to be inside, as well as to drive. It starts with a twist of the ignition key. It lets you drive without shifting. And as you drive, you sit on comfortable chair-high seats. Your steering is feather light. Yes, a DeSoto means comfort. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the car that likes to be compared. So look for those 2 great names linked together. DeSoto, Plymouth.
Now, let's see if you two will get a chance at the $3,000. Fenneman, explain the rules.
All right. You each bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions. The couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $3,000 question later on in the show.
Okay, here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected famous United States generals as your category. Now, here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you try?
Let's make it 10. Yeah.
10.
10? You have to split this swag with the CO out there? Huh? All right, what is the name of the general who commanded the Southern forces during the Civil War?
Robert E. Lee.
Robert E. Lee is correct.
And you fellas are on your way. You now have $30.
You got $30. Remember, you're going for $3,000 tonight. Now, how much of the $30 will you bet on your second question? 29, man. Now, what is the name of the general who commanded the Union forces during the Civil War?
Grant.
Grant is right.
Well, you two fellas are really climbing now. You have $59.
You got $59. Here's your third question. How much of the $59 are you going to go for?
Shoot it all? No, this is the third question?
This is the third question.
Let's make it $58.
$58. $58. Okay. What is the name of the general who commanded the American Expeditionary Forces in World War I?
Pershing.
Pershing is right.
You're climbing, man. You have $117.
All right, you got $117. I didn't know Fenneman could count that accurately.
Scared me, too.
This is your last chance to beat the other couples. Now, how much of the money are you going to go for? $117.
Shoot the works.
Shoot the works, man. He's right back in the battleship. What is the name of the general who wrote the book Crusade in Europe?
Dwight Eisenhower.
Eisenhower!
Well, you fellas, you wind up with a grand total of $234.
Thanks for good luck with the Soda Plymouth Dealers.
Well, Johnson,
thanks and good luck from the Soda Plymouth Dealers. I take no chances.
Groucho, the secret word is still book.
Book, huh?
Just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected a produce clerk, Max Candiotti, and his partner is a housewife from the studio audience, Mrs. Paulette Tidrow. Folks, come over here and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life, and if you say the secret word, you'll divide $100 in cash. It's a common word, something you see every day. Max Candiotti, eh?
Yes.
And Mrs. Paulette Tidrow.
That's right.
Produce clerk and a housewife, huh? Mrs. Tidrow, where are you from?
I'm originally from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. And Max, where are you from?
Bronx, New York.
How long you been out here, Max?
Since 34.
Mm-hmm. You like it here?
Yeah, I like it pretty good.
It's a qualifying compliment, we call that, huh? Why did you leave the Bronx?
Oh, it's getting a little warm.
Is it safe for me to delve further into this, or should I quit now? You mean it was getting hot for you then? The heat was on, Max? Okay, I won't grill you. How long have you been married, Paulette? I'll call you Paulette, huh?
Oh, 5 long and happy years.
And how many short and miserable ones? I'm only kidding. One look at you, and I can tell you that you're deliriously happy. Now, you say that you're a produce clerk, Max?
Yes, sir.
I've often heard the word produce. Just what does it mean?
Well, produce is fruits and vegetables.
Then, actually, you're a fruit and vegetable clerk, is that it?
That's right.
Why didn't you say so in the first place? How does a produce clerk meet his wife? Did you like her looks, or on Valentine's Day you sent her a dozen cauliflowers?
No.
Well, did her carrot top appeal to you?
Oh, she's a brunette.
I'll root something out of this guy. Yeah. Was it her peaches and cream complexion?
No.
Didn't she care a fig for you?
No.
Well, I guess it's true. You can't get blood out of a turnip. Okay, I give up. How did you meet this tomato?
In a fruit market.
Do you have any children, Max?
Yes.
Where is your vegetable market?
Vaughn's Grocery Market in Englewood.
Now, how do you keep fruits and vegetables fresh, Max? For example, how do you keep broccoli fresh?
Well, broccoli comes fast freight from Imperial Valley.
Mm.
If it's picked in the morning, it'll be on your table the same evening.
I don't think so. I hate broccoli. I only eat it on hollandaise, that's all. Now, what frauds do you look for when buying vegetables, Paulette?
Oh, I look for worms in the apples or rotten bananas or pears with spots on them.
That's what you look for when you're buying vegetables. Now, what do you look for when you're buying fruit?
I just told you.
I guess I was listening to some other program. What are some of your complaints against customers like Paulette, Max?
Well, they come in, first thing they wrestle with the tomatoes, they throw them all around.
They're not in there to buy vegetables. Well, you two make a wonderful combination, and I now pronounce you combination salad. Now, let's see how you make out in the race with the $3,000. You've got to work together as a team and run your $20 no more than our other couples. I can't tell you how much our first couple won, but Fenneman's going to remind our listeners.
The CB and the attorney won $234.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected Radio Masters of Ceremonies. Now, how much of the 20 are you going to try?
$10.
$10? All right. Who is the quiz master on People Are Funny?
Art Linkletter.
Art Linkletter is right. $30. Remember, you're going for $3,000 tonight. Now, how much of the 30 are you going to try?
$20.
$20. Who asked the questions on Double or Nothing?
Walter O'Keefe.
Walter O'Keefe.
You climb your name. You got $50.
You got $50. How much of the 50 are you going to bet?
$40.
All right, here's your third question. Who is the MC on Queen for a Day?
Jack Bailey.
Jack Bailey is right. $90. You got $90. Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much did you bet?
$85.
Who is the quiz master on Truth or Consequences?
Ralph Edwards.
Oh, you landed in a grand total of $175.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Groucho.
Yes.
Secret word is still book.
Book.
We invited some school teachers and some expectant fathers to the program tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience here selected Patricia Cronin and Gil Sumner, and here they come now. Folks, come over here and meet Groucho Marx, right there.
Well, welcome, youngsters, for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers, and if you say the secret word, you'll divide $100 instantly. It's a common word, something you see every day. You're a right pretty girl.
Oh, well, thank you.
Looks like somebody in the movies. I don't know who it is. I know it isn't me, but... Miss Pat Cronin, you're a school teacher?
Yes, sir.
My gosh, why did I ever quit, huh? Whereabouts?
I teach at Dakota Street School.
Where are you from, Pat?
I was born in Los Angeles.
I never had a teacher look like you. And you're Gil, huh? Gilbert, I imagine, is your full name, huh? Yes, you're the expectant father? No. Where are you from, Gil?
I was born in San Francisco, Mr. March.
Uh-huh. Whereabouts?
Well, I don't remember. I left San Francisco
at the... Well, you were pretty young at the time.
Yes.
What sort of work do you do?
Well, I'm with the Los Angeles branch office of the Information and Education Division of the Secretary of Defense.
When the job is that long, the money must be very short. Is this your first experience at fatherhood, Gil?
It sure is.
Well, if you're an expectant father, what are you doing here?
Well, my wife's not expecting for a few days yet.
How do you know it'll be in a few days?
Well, that's what the doctor says.
How do you know the doctor isn't talking through his stethoscope? Now, what preparations have you made for this new arrival? It may be here any second, you know.
Well, I've gotten a layette, and a crib, a trailer top, and a box of cigars, and...
A box of cigars?
Yeah.
You got a box of cigars for that kid? That's kind of silly. It may be a girl. What else have you got for the youngster?
Well, I made arrangements for my mother-in-law to come over and help take care of it, and take care of my wife, and...
She'll probably smoke the cigars.
Well, I got some blankets and bottles and lots of diapers and...
How many diapers have you got?
Oh, about a half a dozen.
Nothing's too good for that kid, eh? And that's just about what he's getting, eh? Are you sure a half a dozen will be sufficient?
Well, I guess so. We're going to use a diaper service.
That ought to be enough. Half a dozen diaper services, I think, will do it. By the way, what does your wife do?
Well, right now she's expecting.
Well, that's an interesting occupation, eh? It's not very steady, but it's interesting. Now, how do you think the new baby will affect your daily routine?
Oh, it's going to make a big difference.
You might just as well go down to the YMCA because you won't be noticed, you know. However, if you want to be noticed, go to the YWCA. When do you think your baby will start talking?
Well, the book says about...
Look! Pat, you and Dad have just split $100 over there. Do you know anything about children, Pat?
Well, I think I do.
How many children do you have?
34.
You mean in school, of course.
Oh, yes, in school, in my room.
You couldn't have 34 children. You'd have to be at least 40. Unless you had 10 sets of quadruplets. Did you?
Oh, no.
What grade do you teach?
I teach the third grade.
When do you think this future president will start talking, Pat? You know a lot about children.
Well, he should start saying the basic words at about a year old.
Like, what are the basic words?
Mama and Dada, baby.
Kiss me, you fool. Pat, how come a pretty girl like you is still single? Have you thought of marrying the principal?
No.
Why not?
He's a man and he's married.
Well, the second answer is good enough for me, huh? Would you consider a CB with a park bench?
No.
Now, as a school teacher, I'm sure you've had many interesting experiences. Can you recall any that you could tell us, Pat?
Well, yes, a recent one that happened. It was about 3 weeks ago, and the principal came out to my room after school, and he said...
No fooling. Married or no married, he's no fooling.
And he said, Miss Cronin, he said, we've got to get to work here, and we've got to teach some spelling to these children.
He still calls you Miss Cronin after all these years?
Oh, yes.
Not even Pat or Patricia?
No.
Are they that stylish in school? And all that formality goes on?
Well... He calls me Miss Cronin. And he came out to my room and he had this piece of paper and I couldn't figure it out. And here it was in this little envelope. It had my name on the outside of it. So I opened it up and here it said, Dear Miss Cronin, I love you, honey. Love was spelled L-O-V and honey was H-O-N-Y.
That's the way the principal spelled?
No, it was from one of the children.
Hey, Gail, have you got any news yet?
Oh, it's early yet.
Take it from an old hand. It's later than you think. Huh? Well, I've kidded you both, but I want you to know that with our younger generation in your hands, we have nothing to worry about.
Thank you very much.
Except the principal. Huh? Now, we're going to play You Bet Your Life, beat our other two couples, and you'll get a chance at the $3,000 at the Soda Plymouth question. I can't tell you how much our other couples won, but Fenneman's offstage to remind our listeners.
The CB and the attorney are still ahead with $234.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected nursery rhymes, and this will be a good example of what they teach you at that school, Pat. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 are you going to try?
10.
Why did old Mother Hubbard go to the cupboard?
To get her poor dog a bone.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Huh?
And they're off to a good start. They have $30.
Well, you're going for $3,000. Remember, that's the big money. Now, how much of the $30 are you going to bet on your second question?
25.
25? Well, it's up to you and Pappy over here. What did Peter Piper pick?
A peck of pickled peppers.
A peck of pickled peppers.
All right. And you now have $55.
You have $55, and here's your third question. How much of the $55 are you going to go for?
50.
50? It's all right with me. It's all right with Pappy.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
What couldn't Jack Spratt's wife eat?
Could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean.
That's right. Absolutely right.
Well, you're going to $105.
You got $105, and this is your last chance to beat the other couples. How much will you bet?
Shoot the words.
100?
Shoot 100? Okay, shoot 100.
100?
100.
All right. What did little Jack Horner eat in the corner?
Sat in his corner eating his pudding pie.
That's right, or plum. Either one is correct.
Pudding pie.
It's fun to pull out a plum.
And you wind up with a grand total of $205. And that means the CB and the attorney with $234 get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $3,000 question.
All right, well, give me the question now. In just a minute, we'll see if they're going to walk off for $3,000.
You know, to get all the joy out of driving your car that you deserve, whatever its make, whatever its year, it should be lubricated regularly. And there is no finer lubrication work done than at a DeSoto Plymouth dealer's. Competent men do the job in a DeSoto Plymouth shop, and they have special information to help them. Things that aren't available in every Tom, Dick, and Harry's service shop. For example, they're furnished with special lubrication data that designate the dozens of places where lubrication is needed. In addition, they know the right lubricant for every part of the car, and also the right quantity. Add to this the skill of the men doing the work, the fair price charged, and the courteous attention you get at a DeSoto Plymouth dealer's. Then you'll see why it will pay you to patronize a DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
And here's the CB and the attorney all ready for that big DeSoto Plymouth question, Doctor.
All right, sailor, beware now. This is your big chance. You'll have more money than the CEO if you win this. All right, here we go for $3,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide at a single answer between you, so think carefully and please, no help from the audience. Here it is. Only four men signed both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. One of these men was much older and more famous than the others. For $3,000, who was he? All right, what is the answer you two have decided upon?
We guess Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin is right! Oh. Come on, sailor, what are you going to do with all that money? You're going to buy a battleship, I'll bet, huh?
Pay off the old GI.
Oh, are you? Well, let's see. You won $3,000 plus how much?
$234 in the quiz.
Say, you really cleaned up tonight. Congratulations from the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You bet your life.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,000. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
When you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, just be sure to see your DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. You can't regulate the weather, but you can regulate your driving. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.